is less than a windfall. More like the value of a slightly used VW Beetle at the time, he wrote somewhat bitterly. The new version became an instant hit, reaching number one on the charts. It was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, and the pair performed it for the ceremony's telecast to rave reviews.
Singer, stay-at-home dad, and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again. I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Roxanne Shanté, and of course you know I am listening to CKUT 90.3.
The rhymes you're about to hear me recite are dedicated to all of those that bite.
Do you know about love?
What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I need.
You bring me joy.
That's great. Yes, Montreal, welcome to the spot with Miss Nikki on CKUT 90.3 FM. The spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. You should know by now, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Happy New Year. I'm excited. Oh my goodness. It is 2021. It's the first show of the year. We lit, baby. We lit. Listen, this year, be good to us. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to put too much on 2021, but let's just hope. Let's just pray. 2021, be good to us. So far, so good. It started off great for me. I'm loving it so far. It's been, what, 4 days, you know? Yeah, it's not bad. Leading up into the new year, I did a lot of reflecting, a lot of manifestation, a lot of praying. And I was telling y'all a little bit about it last episode. And I'm feeling good, you know what I mean? I made, for me, 2020 was all about vision. That was my word for the year. And I feel like I accomplished that. I really got clearer visions as to everything that I want to do. I've set up a lot of things. And, you know, 2021, the word is advance, you know? Y'all can feel free to borrow my word for the year. The one I'm applying is advance. In anything I'm doing, I just need to advance on it. You know, it could be a little bit by day. It could be, you know, one thing that was done, but at least it wasn't stagnant. And I'm not, you know, regressing. I'm not staying still, but I'm progressing. So advance. That's how I'm feeling this year, you know what I mean? And I feel like today's playlist is lit, you know. We don't have no fancy guests today. We don't have any album reviews today. You know, we ended off last year with a bang on that last episode with Ashton coming through on our holiday special. He was so fun. Like, I love talking to him. If you haven't heard that interview, you know, make sure, you know, go hit up the link in our social media bio and you can listen to all past episodes of The Spot from the last year. So at The Spot 903 on Twitter, at The Spot 903 on Instagram, you know, The Spot with Miss Nikki, just search that on Facebook. And, you know, you'll be able to click the link in the bio and listen to past episodes and all that. Make sure you go listen to that Ashton one because, you know, it was fun. And I definitely want you guys to also hit me up on my personal page if you want, you know, if you want to keep up with the things I'm doing. I do a lot of other things. At Nikki Music, at NikkyMusiQue. The music is spelled in French. So, listen, come chat, come rap with me. I want to know what... Listen, yes, I want to know your New Year's resolutions because I know a lot of people kind of like don't believe in the resolutions. They're like, yo, well, why do you need to do it at the new year and just do it all year? And you know what? Shut up. That's what I tell those people, because it's just like, you can't tell people not to have a moment where they feel like it's a reset. And, you know, and if at first you don't succeed, get yourself up and try again. So maybe they failed last year at their resolutions, but they're going to try again this year. And this year is the year they're going to stick all the way through. I believe in you. I believe in you. So I'm not mad at you if you have New Year's resolutions or just goals in general that you want to, like, keep going, that you've started in 2020 and you just want to make sure that you stay on the right track in 2021. I'm not mad at you. Hit us up at thespot903 on all social media. Hit the DMs. Let me know what you're working with this year, because I'm excited. I might share a couple of mine, you know, later on in the show. I don't want to jinx them, but I might share a little bit. But we have some awesome music for you guys today. If it's one thing that creatives have not been taking a break on, is new content. So even though, you know, we were on holiday for a bit, quite a lot of new music dropped. So I have some new tracks I'll be breaking. I have some older stuff. I have an oldies mix that I'm so excited about. So I'm going to start off things with not necessarily a new track, but just a song that has been on my spirit, because during the break I started watching Snowfall. I had originally started it season one. It was really slow to me. I didn't like it. I didn't understand what was going on. I stopped for a couple years, but everybody was telling me, yo, you got it. It's, you know, it gets better. It's a slow start. You got it. So now I'm hooked. I'm like at mid season three. I'm almost all caught up before season four starts in February. So I'm excited. So this track has reminded me of Snowfall. It's Frank Ocean's Crack Rock. We're gonna start off with that. Then we're gonna go get into some Tanika Charles and some Masego. Stay tuned.
Stealing and robbing to get the fixing that you're itching for. Your family stopped inviting you to things, won't let you hold the infant. You used to get a little up from time to time, but the freaks ain't trying to sleep with cracky. It's in stones in glass homes. You're smoking stones in abandoned homes. You hit them stones and you broke your home. Crack rock, crack rock, crack rock. Cricket cap that cap, how much dope can you push to me? Cricket cap that cap, no good for community. Fucking pick your shots, 300 men will search for me. My brother get popped and don't know I'd hear the sound. Don't know I'd hear the rounds. Ooh, sound. Don't know I'd hear the shouts. Ooh, shouts. Don't know I'd hear the sound. Don't know I'd disturb the peace for riots. Don't
You gotta hit me with the real thug.
Hit me with the real thug.
Always looking for the update. But you looking like a real fake. Never took a risk, babe, on a love like this. Cause you want that nonsense.
You did.
Now I know what I know. And that's love. It's what I gotta remind you of. Heard everybody acting.
Heard everybody acting.
But I never get distracted. Mm.
Now everything's going well.
I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson. I'm way too western. Could you be my favorite and it's a deal? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
Think it too hard. Think it too hard. But I really wanna live.
I can make this many songs. I'm a lady and I have a man, but she on me every time. I'm Sarabella. If I say I love her, am I wrong?
Oh yes, Montreal. Oh yes, Masego. Dawn Tolliver, Mystery Lady, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to The Spot with Miss Nikki. It's where I kick it every first and third Monday. I love being here with y'all, man. And I love that track. That vibe, that instrumental, such one of the most creative tracks of the last year, man. It's so fresh, and it just, the lyrical wordplay is so clever. I love it. And Masigo, watch out, man. This kid, it's him. It's up. He's up next. That's he has the talent. He has the swag. He has the it factor. I feel it for him. Before that, you heard Tanika Charles, Remember to Remember, off of her 2019 release. I love this project, by the way. Tanika Charles, what, like, just such a rare jazz soul Canadian beauty that we have that we just don't treasure enough. So shout out to her, because she just kills it every time she releases. I had the pleasure of interviewing her a few years back. She was lovely, and she did like a live performance for me. She's lovely. I love her. We started off the segment though, Frank Ocean, Crack Rock, off of Channel Orange, which, you know, we all know that that's a classic album. I don't know where I would be without that album. Actually, it's one of my favorite albums of all time. And I miss when Frank Ocean doesn't release for a long time. You know what I mean? We had Blonded a couple years back, but it just feels like, or sorry, I said Blonde. It just feels like it's been a while since we've had a full body of work from Mr. Ocean. So I hope he's cooking, because I know he takes around this time, he should be ready to be taken out the oven right now. So we'll see what happens with that. Right now, though, we have to take a quick little break, pay some bills. I want to start off the new year with that dope little segment right now. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, going to get into some VIP topics and, of course, more music. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
My name is Eric Donaldson, and right now I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Oh, Eric Donaldson says so. Sing, tune in.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM, The Spot. With Miss Nikki, it's where I kick it every first and third Monday. It's the first episode of the year. I'm excited. You know, I think that everything, it's announcing to be a really good year. I think so. You know, and I believe so. And I'm going to stay in that positive vibe. We're going to keep being as safe as we need to be, until we see the end of this thing. But I really think that it's going to be a better year. It's going to be a better year. And we're going to stick together like never before. And I'm excited for all of you guys, and for creatives especially, because I feel a very creative energy in the air right now. You guys take advantage of it. You know what I mean? Don't be scared. Don't let fear hold you back. I don't know why I'm going into that right now. That wasn't the plan, but it was on my spirit. I felt like I needed to tell you guys to not let fear hold you back, because at the end of the day, it's not going to go away. The fear is always going to be there. And I'm speaking to myself as well, because at times I've done this, when you're waiting for something, as soon as like, okay, well, as soon as I'm ready, I won't be afraid anymore, and then I'll do it. It's like, and I'll feel ready. No. It's never going to go away. So you might as well just do it and learn to cope with the fear, because it's really just an illusion, to be honest with you. All right, we got to get into some of these VIP topics. Stuff has been happening, of course. Do these people ever take a break? Let's get into it.
Welcome to the VIP corner.
Whew, okay, all right. I lied. It's not that much to talk about, because people are still, I think they're still hungover from the holidays, you know what I mean? I don't know how y'all's holidays was, but mine was good. You know, I'm gonna say whew, it was so needed. Like, I got to sleep. Oh my goodness. Like, I saw Minimum Family in a safe way, and I got to catch up with a lot of friends as well, like, you know, virtually, but still, like, conversations I haven't even had time to have. Like I said, I've been watching Snowfall. I got to catch up on some stuff that I haven't seen in a while. You know, I can't complain about the holiday season. It was good. It was what I needed. So I hope you guys had a great holiday season as well, and that you feel rejuvenated for the new year. Because, as you know, no matter what year it is, there's always going to be some bull that we have to deal with. So today there's a couple topics that are going to be some bull. But all I know is that all of 2021, I want to remain where the money resides, okay? Where the money reside, where the money reside, okay? First topic, let's get into it. Let's do something positive to start off with, because I just don't, you know. Nicki Minaj, she finally showed us her little baby boy that she calls Papa Bear affectionately, and I think he's adorable. The cutest little Minaj that there is, you know what I mean? And she waited a few months before showing us her child, which she's perfectly within her right to do. I think I would do the same thing if I was a celebrity and I had a kid. You know, because you don't want, first of all, you don't owe anybody nothing. Like, they don't need to see your kid right away. For what reason exactly? Like, it's your child. So when you want to show him or her, you show him or her. I was going to say something, but I don't know if I should say it. You know, babies, their looks need to settle in, obviously. You know, I wouldn't share the newborn picture, because, you know, it's you're fresh. You just needs to settle a little bit, I think. But overall, I think that all babies are a gift from God, and they're beautiful and they're gorgeous. It's been really nice to see her super happy and settling into her mom role. The thing I didn't like is that I saw on the internet people comparing pictures of her son, which actually she didn't tell us the name of, but, you know, whatever, I guess she'll tell us when she's ready. Comparing Nicki Minaj's son with Cardi B's daughter Culture, which I find that so strange. And it was like, you know, they were comparing it online with the greater than symbol towards Culture, saying that she looks better than the baby. And I'm like, yo, like, are we actually, is this, I hate the internet, we're comparing children? Is that what we're doing, guys, for real? I think that this is exactly why celebrities don't want to show us their children. And y'all wonder why Beyonce hid those kids for so long. She does that every time she has a child. She hid Blue for a long time, she hid the twins for a long time, because you guys are ruthless and have, like, honestly, y'all are going to hell. like you can't just compare people's children and call somebody ugly. I don't think children are ugly anyways. Like, you should not be doing that. And the boy is cute. He's adorable. And y'all are going to hell. That's all I have to say about that. You know, shout out to you, Nicki Minaj, on being a mother. All right. Let us move on. Another piece of good news. Ashanti, she's announced that she's COVID-19 free. So that's really good, because now we can be certain that the verses will happen, because, you know, obviously you have to test negative before it can happen. And previously the verses between her and Keisha Cole was canceled because she tested positive for the virus, and now she is COVID free and healthy, so back on track for January 9th, so that we'll be able to see this verses battle. I'm excited this weekend. Make sure, you know, that you're tuned in. All right. Ooh, excuse me. All right, so next topic here, I just have to just really quick give a little FU to these people. Ahmaud Arbery, the murder suspects, you know, you remember Ahmaud Arbery, you know, was taking a light jog in his neighborhood, but yet he wasn't allowed to, and was murdered. These murderers are asking that Ahmaud not be referred to as a victim during the upcoming trial. So, you see where my FU rises up? The audacity, but the white-acity of this is just crippling. It's just astounding. No, No, he will be referred to as the victim. Because you are on trial for killing him. Oh my goodness. Anyways, F them. Next topic. Uniprix, man. Let's talk about Uniprix. If you guys are not familiar with Uniprix, you must not be one of my Montreal listeners. But for the people who are Montreal Quebecers, you know Uniprix is a chain, a pharmacy here. They sell things at very high prices, in my opinion. Similar to Jean Coutu, Pharmaprix, etc. They came under fire recently when a Montreal woman went in there and realized that the black hair care products, yes, I said black because they are hair care products that mostly black people use, were labeled as non-essential, and it was covered with tape, whereas all of the other products were able to be used and bought and purchased. So she rightfully called this out. She went live and showed this on her live. She called the store manager. Store manager kind of sorted it out. It seemed like the store manager was a little bit caught off guard. It looked like she didn't really know what was even going on in her store. She eventually took it down because she's like, it was a mistake. She said head office told her to do it, but it doesn't seem like that was true. Because in my opinion, if Uniprix head office had told her to do that, wouldn't that be like all of the Uniprix? Like, why would it just be this Uniprix? Like, it doesn't really make sense to me, and it's the only one that we've noticed. So I think that's strange. I do think that there was heavy prejudice going on in the store. It is a racist act, I will say. Not saying that necessarily the store owner is a racist, but I will say that that act was racist. I'm not scared to call out racism when I see it. You know, that's racism. It's racism. It's just, it doesn't make sense. No other aisle was blocked off. These specific products were marked off. It's very telling. It's very uncomfortable to see. It's very offensive to see. And, you know, a lot of the black community here in Montreal are, you know, discussing, you know, should we do a civil suit, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, I'm not mad at either way. I'm not mad at any action that is taken. I think that they should be called out, which they were. They were called out. The store was identified, and I'm sure that they will be dealt with. Buy black, y'all. Buy black. That's where I'm going to leave that. Buy black. Final topic I want to address here. This is weird to me because I was confused when I saw it. The Black Eyed Peas, Will.i.am, he was speaking out. He was in an interview and he was kind of like voicing his concern or voicing his disappointment that the Black Eyed Peas were not considered a black group. And I was confused. Like, I was confused by his statements because it felt like he was saying that he wasn't being accepted by the community, etc., that we didn't view them that way. But I started thinking, do I call anybody a black group? Like, do I feel like I'm thinking of the other groups that I know. I mean, obviously you'll have groups that have predominantly white people or predominantly black people, or maybe a mixture, some like pentatonics or whatever. I just thought that Black Eyed Peas was just, you know, a mixture. They had a lot of different people in there. Black Eyed Peas, multicultural. I didn't think it was a bad thing. And I really didn't think, well, I am sorry that way. I thought, and also, usually artists are calling to, you know, get away from labels. But he was kind of like upset that he was not labeled. I found that quite interesting. I wonder what you guys think of this, you know. Definitely hit me up. I think it's weird, but hit us up on the Spot social media pages at the Spot 903. Let me know what you think. At the Spot 903 on Twitter, at the Spot 903 on Instagram. You can also hit me in my DMs and, you know, hit that follow button on my personal page, of course, at Nicki Music. That's at NickyMusique. The music is spelled in French. Don't forget, I also do a weekly podcast, R&B analysis and urban pop culture debates with my co-host Clarence called Breakdown to Lowdown. That's Breakdown, the number 2, Lowdown. And we also have Ian, who aka Weezy Moon Chaser, who does the Morning Detour here on CKUT on Friday mornings. He also does a segment on Breakdown to Lowdown. So it's a really fun time. Make sure you check us out weekly, anywhere podcasts are listened to. However, that's all I had this week for the VIP corner topics. Let's get back into the music. We have a brand new track that we're going to get into right now. It's a brand new track from Maya. Now, usually most tracks, you guys listen to the show, most tracks that I play, I probably love or like the song. This track, I'm not too sure. Like, I haven't really gotten my consensus on it yet. I don't know how I fully feel about it. It's a new track. It's called Just Call My Name that she just released. I actually want your thoughts on the song. I want to know what you guys think. So don't forget to hit us up at the Spot 903 on social media and let me know. It's called Just Call My Name. Here's Maya. Let's get into it. We got Bryson Tiller and Drake coming up and also Deidre Shua. Stay tuned.
When the silence is so loud and you can't seem to find your way, all the worlds come crashing down. Just know you can count on me. You never thought the sky would fall on broken ground. When you're hurt inside, go ahead and cry, 'cause I know how you feel. Somebody, 'cause nobody wants to fight all alone. Just know that you got me. I'll be there for you when you need it most. Just call my name. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh. So many times I've been there before. Down and out, I could have let go. But I'm here right now for a reason. So if you need somebody, 'cause no one should have to fight all alone. Just know that you got me. I'll be there for you when you need it most. When you need it. Just call my name. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, when you slip and fall, I'll be there to catch you with open arms. No need to be ashamed, we've all been there before. For you, I'm never too far. So anytime you need someone, oh, oh, oh,
just call my name.
So anytime you need to cry, you could cry it out. Sun to your brain, release the pain of pain.
There's no
nobody around now, babe. Baby, I could be the sunshine in your bed. Baby, all you gotta do is just call my name.
Maybe things were never the way we made them out to be, how we thought they were. Lately, I'm not sure. One thing for sure is when we're together, we're toxic as ever. Make no mistake, all the roads lead to we shouldn't be together. To your palm, even though I know what you want, been twisted of you so long. Oh, cause it's complicated, far from simple. Always find a way to dodge these issues. Can't seem to shake it, not for nothing. The problem is we're not discussing all that screaming, yelling's not becoming to you. Things just can't be fixed, we're out of time.
See your phone. Listen, I was just calling because I don't know. I was thinking about you and I was thinking about us. And...
I wasn't thinking about that.
If it ain't right for your system, then just cut them off. Ain't aligned with your vision, I'll just cut them off. Are they filled with indecision? I'll just cut them off. It don't even need revision, I'll just cut them off.
I'm
expensive. Excuse me, missing that booth. I see you like making music. Can I come kick it with you? Listen, I'll make you my muse. Kiss you and make you feel used. And when you think that we cool, I'm out until I miss you. I miss you. Give me everything I'm asking for. We don't really need another back and forth. You don't need another me, and I ain't asking for. You can ask for more. I'ma pass it though. Real talk, I'm a new me. These days walk tall like I'm Bruce Lee. I fade all calls cause they use me. No hate cause I'm too free. Yeah, I'm too free.
If it ain't right for your system, then just cut them off. Ain't aligned with your vision, I'll just cut them off. I hate feel with indecision, I'll just cut them off. It don't even need revision, I'll just cut them off.
Yes, 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 Montreal. Welcome, welcome back to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. I tend to do this every first and third Monday right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it. Come kick it with me, you know what I mean? Tell everybody that you know because it's so fun. There's no other show like mine. I promise you that. And I want your interaction. I want your requests, you know, for the show. I want your recommendations for guests. You know, 2021, I want to get to know you guys better. You know, we're doing well. We're healthy. We're young. You know, let's just, you know, let's collaborate. Let's share the love. You know, I'm ready to do so. That was Deidre Schwa with Take Off. Sorry, I think I'm messing up the name. One second. Yeah, Take Control. My bad. You might know Deidre Schwa off of La Voix, right here in Montreal. Really dope artist, actually. I actually got the opportunity to speak with her via social media, and we have something in the works in terms of an interview, so, you know, stay tuned for that. Before that, you heard Bryson Tiller featuring Drake Out of Time off of Bryson's latest project, which was fairly underwhelming, aside from a couple tracks. And we started off with Maya, Just Call My Name. Yeah, I really want to know, like I said, what you guys think of that track. After I was listening to it, you know, during the break, and I'm like, you know, I think I'm leaning more towards I like it, but I still don't know. I think I need a couple listens. Some tracks are like that. Some tracks are growers, but Maya's a legend, you know, icon in the game, so I'm never gonna hate on anything she does, you know. She's aging really well. Like, she takes great care of herself, so shout out to her. Let's get back into the music right now from, it's a mix from a Montreal producer, DJ that I love, YT God. You guys might know him on Instagram. He has a remix right now of Jolie Bébé. We're going to play that. It's so dope. And we're going to get into the latest, her single, Damage, which I love. Her does not miss. She hasn't missed. The girl is dope. I know. I see why the industry loves her. I mean, I do think she's like an industry darling, especially a award show darling. But you can't deny talent. She's dope. And then we got some Odie, a Toronto boy, coming up with Miss Summer. Here we go.
Je suis pas très loin, en bas du bloc. un coup d'état. Voulais-je te faire éviter? Pour toi, je serais obligé de t'aimer en faisant attention. Quand je te fais assassin, le vrai qu'une tentation. Ça va finir inconscient. Elle critique mon teinté, dit que je suis criminel. Quand elle sort le samedi, je me sens privé d'elle. Dans les affaires sapées, je fais ça dans les veines. Tu dans les bails sapés, tu dans les bails sapés. Tu le savais depuis longtemps. J'avais des cons, ferais pas semblant. J'suis dans la zone, bébé. Mais c'est plus comme c'était.
Joli bébé, ma douce. J'te donnerai mon cœur sans souci. Joli bébé, ma douce. J'te donnerai mon cœur sans souci.
J'te le donnerai de toute façon. Y'a que toi dans mes pensées.
La pression, j'suis bloqué. Mon passé me rattrape. Tu vois qui la faute.
Y'a que toi dans mes pensées.
T'as pas lâché l'affaire. Tu seras la même.
It ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me solace. That you won't let me fall. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah, 'cause with me, no, you could do damage. You, you could do damage. You. Yeah, worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Go on. If you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage. Baby, oh, you're falling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Be whatever you want, call it. Promise that you won't let me fall. Oh, oh, oh. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah, 'cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage. Oh, you could do damage. No, you could do damage. Yeah. Oh, you could do damage. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Montreal, yes, you are still tuned in to The Spot with Miss Nikki on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. We lit, baby. It's a new year. It's 2021. Listen, I'm lit. It's not 2020, so I'm lit. Whatever, it's not going to be worse. I'm claiming that into the universe. It's not. It's going to be better. What you just heard, that was Odie with Miss Summer. And shout out to Odie, man. Like, he just, oh, his vibe, it's so relaxing. It's so soothing. And he's such an artiste, you know, pronounced that way. And the cool thing about Odie is he's not, you know, he was born in Montreal, raised in Toronto, though. So we're gonna give them that, okay? We're gonna give them that. But let's just say that MTL made him, okay? Well, is it, what is it? MTL made me, Montreal, Toronto raised me. I don't know how it goes, but either way, we had a part in that, and I think he's dope, and he just creates from his soul. He creates, like, I could just tell, like, he goes in, and whatever's on his spirit is what ends up on the record, so that's a dope track. And also, I also miss Summer Odie, so do I. Before that, you heard her with Damage. Love the track, and then YT God with his Jolie Baby remix. Gosh, we have some talented people in this city, man. I'm just excited to kind of, like, get a better idea of all the creatives in the city. I hope to network a lot more this year. That's one of the things I told y'all. I was gonna tell y'all some of my goals for this year, 2021. So let's talk a little bit. Let's rap a little bit. You know what I mean? For me, definitely networking. Definitely trying to practice my daily manifestation, you know, try not to slip on it, trying to remember every day. So I hope that COVID gives us a chance to kind of go out and meet people more. I don't know what the future looks like in terms of regulations and things, but I do hope that there are just more opportunities for people to kind of get together and get to know each other in a safe way, you know what I mean? Those are kind of some of my goals, you know what I mean? Now, I want to get back into the music. Excuse me. I want to get back into the music with one of the latest off of Xavier Omar's newest album. The track is called Want/Need. It's one of those short, sweet songs that just gets to the point, but I love it. So we have to do that. We're going to get into some brand new Tyus. You know, it's one of those split songs. Which is, it's funny. I just realized that there's a pattern there with the want and need and then Tyus's song, but I didn't do it on purpose. Anyways, Tyus's song is one of those split songs where it's like one song in the beginning and a second song and at the halfway mark, so that'll be interesting. And then a track off of Dinner Party's album, you know, that whole like collaboration between Teres Martin, Robert Glasper, etc. They call themselves Dinner Party. We're going to hear a track called Sleepless Nights from them. So let's get into this segment right now. Here's Xavier Omar.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need.
Tell me, babe.
Tell me if it ain't good enough for you, babe.
You gotta be grown for this.
Tell me. Tell me what
yeah.
you want.
90s babies.
Tell me what you need.
Y'all know what time it is.
Tell me if it ain't good enough for you, babe.
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's too late to be acting nervous. On the phone, you was texting like a different person. Like how you couldn't wait to try to move them hips and curse it. Like you gon' whisper in my ear and you gon' leave me cursing. Do it then, baby, this is perfect. Switch positions and listen, you're breathing a little different. Your body always gon' tell me. And when you do the same, I'm up in the stain. She says she don't feel no pain when she feel my chain. I feel it pour, tell me some more, leave no doubt. Where it's really like a different person. It's Sunday morning and we messed around and missed the service. And you still trying to find wherever your shirt is. God blessed and praised, eyes rolled and glazed. And we can run it back if the feeling emerges. Right now just
tell me what you want.
I told you.
Tell me what you
I told you you gotta be grown.
Tell me if it ain't good enough for you, babe.
Won't you tell me?
Tell me.
Baby, won't you?
Tell me. What you want.
Tell me.